graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
There's no limits to the simplexes in this city. Now we're always smoking bombs like it's corn sweaty. We get high as though we're hot and talk wrestling stuff. And it's hosted by Jim Vicious, Tyler Fudge.
Thank you for downloading episode 177 of Suplex City Limits for September 1st, 2018. You'll find me where the weed at. It's your boy, the King of Bong Style, Jim Vicious, and he's the Squire of Smoke, my co-host.
I am Canadian royalty. I am Suplex City Limits royalty. I am also Anal Destruction royalty, Tyler Fudge.
1997 King of the Ring, Tyler
yes,
Fudge.
Yes. King of the anal ring.
King of the cock ring. What is the weed of the week over there, my friend?
The weed of the week is just strictly gas.
It's just called gas, huh?
Gas, yeah. It's mellowed me out tonight. I had a busy day, so I haven't really smoked much. I had my ritual of my joint before work, and I had this joint now, and that's been like 5 hours later, so... I'm feeling good and mellow, and for 10 o'clock at night, this is cool.
There you go. I am still smoking what the guy gave me. So, Suplex City Limits available for listening everywhere fine podcasts are found. You can follow me on the show Twitter at Suplex City Limit. Follow Tyler at The Federation. If you like the show, consider supporting it by picking up a t-shirt at Pro Wrestling Tees. Now until the 3rd of September, use the code ALLIN to save 20% on all our shirts and all of everybody's shirts.
Yes. Jim, you should get one of those fancy pajama pants because I'm in the mood to buy some pajama pants. And I was really eyeballing the Villain Club pajama pants or the LIJ pajama pants. And I'd buy some Suplex City Limits pajama pants if you had some. I'm sure Stu Hart would too.
they fucking offer a lot of shit to Bullet Club and other people that they don't offer to everybody else.
That's fair.
Like, they make all kinds of the shit, and it's like, all we can have is shirts. So
That's fair.
But buy them shits, save 20%. Can't beat that shit. Celebrate the all-in weekend. Or you can donate on our Patreon, become a producer, and get yourself a shout-out on the show, like our friends. Oh, goddamn this.
Casey, bad motherfuckers like
Casey, Kayla Morganfield, Infamous Chris Savage, B-Rad Brad, Kick-Ass Keith Martin, The Maniac Michael Thomas, The Ricerone Jabroni Ty Loney, Insane Ian Jackson, Jumpin' Jeremy Foltz, our boys at Wrestling Soup Podcast, much love to Mish, Joey, and Draper, and of course, the 2019 Muskegee Interracial Inter and Gender Orgy at Max's Garage. We thank you very much. Think about it. You could donate, become a producer, and pick any dumbest fuck name you want.
Yeah, and has he gotten back to you with our invitations?
I have not heard from them.
This man must be righteously embarrassed.
I don't really check Patreon shit, so that's fair. If you're listening, Max, hit me up at Suplex City Limit. Tell us where this orgy's at. We want to come over, man.
Yeah, where the orgy at?
Yeah, we want to get all in, man.
or Klondike Bill balls deep.
Yeah. For the 177th straight week, we dive into the week that wrestling that was. This week, we're taking a look back at all of the wrestling of the week. We've got the news, the top three, full-on preview of All In. Also be talking to some Triple Mania. And did Triple Mania redeem itself? Not really, But we'll talk all about it. Let's start it off with the news.
This week in the news, not much in the news front, but I have a nasty rash. Over to you, Jim.
I'm Jim Vicious, and this is news to you.
Breaking Jim already news. Knew.
I already know all the news. I'm here to tell you. Breaking news. I'm baked to the gills. Let's get into it. What do you want to talk about first, man?
Man, you know what? There's not a whole lot to talk about, but you know, it's what seems to be the hottest topic so far is Izzy getting chokeslammed.
Yeah. And possibly trained by Chasen Royce, yes, Rance.
The guy that should not be allowed around children.
Yeah. Dude. he tweeted out, you know, his Twitter's now deleted. So someone said something about it. He said 100% lie. I pulled Cody Starbuck aside. That's her dad. To discuss the issue by law, I don't need to. He knew all about it. I offered private lessons for Izzy as to not slow down the class. Would have been better off if she wouldn't have been chokeslammed, risking her health and growth. No, she'd only been fucking finger blasted. Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah, no, that whole thing is... it's a stupid fucking thing. Like, first off, where is her parents?
Right there, fucking counting the money, dude.
That's fucking crazy, man. The guy, I don't. Okay, I got a whole new light on it now, knowing that her father's name is Joe Starbuck.
Cody
Starbuck, whatever the fuck.
They're just a fucking, I don't know much about them, but here's their chance, right? You know, here's their chance to make a little bit of money.
It's Macaulay Culkin, kid.
But to put it into perspective, before anyone says, well, what about Kenny Omega? It was fucking dumb then, and it's dumb now.
I don't agree with the kids thing at all. Like, you know, they don't. And they shouldn't be also in the ring.
Dumb when the fucking Young Bucks
super kicked the kid.
Yeah, super kick some kid at his birthday party.
Yeah.
That's also fucking stupid. Yeah, I don't stupid. Really have much to like, say about it. It's just dope.
It's different at a birthday party setting. You know what I mean? Because it's not like it's people coming in and paying to see this.
Dude, but, at least say, hey, dude, if we're going to like do this, nobody can fucking film.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. That would be the smart way to go about it. Because you know, as soon as it happens, Jim Cornette's going to see it, and then everybody's going to freak out.
Yeah, our boy B-Rad, Brad, he made a really good point. He was asking, like, chokeslam aside, what about the fact that, like, her parents don't seem to be concerned with, like, grown men following her on Twitter and wanting their picture with her at shows and shit?
Yeah, right?
If you're a grown man and you're like, oh, I'm going to get a picture with Izzy, bro.
Yeah, like, don't come around me. You know, just stay aside. I don't want your creepiness.
Yeah, so that was dumb as fuck.
And if you're listening and you're that guy, bro.
Hey, bro, you are a pedophile, bro.
You are one step away from diddling a kid.
Very disturbing. I just thought it was stupid. So, she won a championship in this, too. It's like, fuck the chokeslam, dude. She wins a wrestling championship. She defeated Effie Gibbs to win the Punk Pro Wrestling Internet Championship.
Oh, boy. It sounds lustrous.
The tween had apparently been feuding with Gibbs on Twitter.
Oh. Ooh. Riveting stuff.
Hold on. It gets better. The childhood dream came true for Izzy after she followed a crotch chop with a stunner to defeat her opponent in a handicap match alongside Leva Bates.
Blue pants. Yeah.
And then it gets better yet. She cuts a promo after the match. She says, whatever age you are, whoever you are, or whoever you love, wrestling is for everyone except 11-year-old fucking girls.
Yeah. Yeah.
11-year-olds, period. 11-year-olds, period.
Yeah. Like, every race is welcome. Every sexual orientation is welcome. Yeah. But there's a certain height, not a height restriction, because there is the minis.
But I would say that you can't throw out Mascarita Sagrada.
No, exactly. You can throw. You can throw them really far, actually. You
know. But, actually, maybe she should have a match with him. You know, that might be all right.
Yeah, that can't go wrong.
He could work around her. Yeah, all right. But yeah, dude, it's just like, if you're underage, I mean, I don't know, like a lot of guys too. You got to think Juventud Guerrero, right? He started at like 14 and shit. Yeah. That's Mexico, man. That's not here.
That's Mexico.
Yeah. In Mexico, shit. I mean, that doesn't matter. So yeah, that was dumb. Neville is no longer under WWE contract.
Yes, and I wonder if he shows up tomorrow.
Do you think he'll be Bernard the Bear?
I feel the best story to be told is he wins the Battle Royal. That way you get him on WGN, and it's like, holy shit, Neville's there? Neville's going to have a match? And you could buy the pay-per-view then. That's how I would do it.
But he's got to fucking be there, right?
Oh, he has, especially where it's been so hush-hush. Nobody's come out and is like, no, or you know what I mean? So it's, they're not even touching the subject as far as I can see.
That dude literally hasn't said a word to anyone anywhere. Like one picture surfaced of the guy since last November. I don't know what he's been doing. But
sitting at home with his teen crumpus, I guess.
How does
we should get Burbs on the street, see if he can find him.
Yeah. How is it that he just all of a sudden is free to do shit 2 weeks before or a week before All In? And like no compete, no anything? Like how did this even happen?
I think his contract's been up and they've tied him up as long as they could. And it's just, they couldn't keep him any longer. This was the longest date they could keep him. Because you know that if they could have kept him longer, he would not be released until like the day after All In.
Yeah. Here's an idea. I mean, it's not going to happen. I'm not at all saying this will ever happen. But it would be cool that since Kevin Owens quit on Raw, if he shows up at All In as Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
How badass would that be?
That for would, them, that too. That would be really cool.
It was. Like, you think they should be smart enough to realize that would be good for them as well.
Well, yeah. You know, really, this is one of those things where WWE doesn't want any competition, obviously, right? They wouldn't go about their business model the way they do if they did. But competition is what's best for everybody. And the how can you help competition? You know what I mean? Just, hey, these guys, giving them Kevin Owens ain't going to cause them to take over you.
Yeah. Imagine if you did that. So you fucking allow them to use Kevin Owens. He is a surprise in the Battle Royal. He wins. He takes on Lethal for the Ring of Honor belt. He wins the fucking belt.
Yeah.
And he holds it for a month or two.
Yeah. I mean, it would be a great story. It would.
And he comes back to WWE. Just the buzz around that would be so huge, man.
Yeah. No,
because they have him under contract for like five more fucking years. So obviously
Kevin Owens is never going to leave. I think Kevin Owens' goal was to always get to the WWE. He got there and he ain't leaving.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, he just like, and it's smartly too. It's like you spend a lot of time eating fucking hot dogs and traveling around in cars and shit. So like, by all means, take all the money you fucking can out of this. You got a wife, you got kids. Hopefully you can retire early, but it must suck to go out and do lame shit all the time. The other kind of hot button thing, we talked about it a little last week, but it really kind of, once all these other people found out, now it's a topic of discussion. On Impact, the OGs had a segment where a kid got ran over. Have you seen this?
Yes. Yes.
And people lost their shit.
It's retarded. Some people, or people like to paint wrestling in a different picture than every other form of media. You know what I mean? Like, and why? Because, you know, if you could give me one solid argument as to why not to do it, go for it. And you know what's the argument that they're going to give you is that it doesn't generate good publicity. Well, if you're Impact, any publicity is good publicity.
And why you don't, I was like, you can't hold wrestling to a standard. You don't hold movies and television to,
because that's all
big
it is.
Deal. They ran over a kid in a segment. Who gives a fuck?
A kid wasn't actually hurt. Just so you know, I don't know if you new to the program. But wrestling's fake.
And also, you having a reaction to it,
that's
exactly it's trying to fucking do, dude.
Exactly. Yeah. You're supposed to hate the OGs.
Except back in the day, you would see that and you'd be like, oh, you know, whatever. And but you didn't have a Twitter to go on and go, bah, fucking bah, bah, bah.
Yeah.
Dude, you see that? I got into a fucking Twitter argument with Francine.
Really? From ECW fan.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, what was this about?
Oh, it's the latest Meltzer problem. It's her tweeting out this thing about the Meltzer Peyton Royce thing. Like, where have you been lately, bitch? Bender, probably. And she posts this part of an article he wrote in like fucking forever ago, you know, when she was still something.
Yeah.
And it was like talking about, it was really what it is. Basically, the whole thing is he's shitting on the business for forcing these unrealistic expectations on women. And she is too dumb, and her followers are too dumb to comprehend that that's what's happening. He bullied me. He fucking this and that. And he always judged me on my looks and not my talent. Like, bitch, what talent? What talent?
Yeah.
When are you talking about?
Francine ever have a talented bone in her body?
When fucking the boys fucked her.
Exactly. Exactly.
So she didn't do anything. You walked alongside dudes and looked hot. And you
slapped one every now and then.
Yeah.
You let a guy kiss you on the cheek.
Bam Bam Bigelow fucked her up. That's awesome. He actually legit hurt her. Like, I don't know what he did. Broke her pelvis or some shit. Jesus Christ. He's like, fuck yeah.
God bless you, Bam Bam.
Yeah, so she was arguing with me and some of her, well, they were our followers too, but they were like, they blocked us and whatever. People seem to think that you care. They're like, I'm not going to follow you anymore.
Go fuck that your hat.
I just sent my answer to everything online like that. Just the Scott Hall finger fucking thing, you know?
Yeah.
That's my most used fucking GIF, I swear. Anytime anyone says anything fucking hostile, just the fingers, the Scott Hall fingers. It's the best reaction to shit like that.
It is. It is. I think it's quite fucking hilarious. Jim, have you heard about how Maria Kanellis would like the Divas Championship to return as a secondary title?
God damn it. Yeah. Oh, man. So stupid.
This is so. Does she not even understand what she's saying?
What show is it supposed to be on?
I don't think it matters.
Did you notice? At NXT, they advertised the match that was like Dunn and Ricochet taking on Undisputed Era, and it shows all four of them. They've all four got belts on their shoulders. Like, dude, this is just a fucking joke at this point.
There is a lot of titles, at least in NXT, they've managed to keep relatively all the titles, at a high prestige.
Well, yeah, I'll give you that. There's a UK and there's a North American.
Well, yes, but that's all because of the divisions that they're starting to roll out. You're going to see more. You're probably going to see a Japanese, a fucking dude. African.
Right. NXT Japan, like,
yeah, there's, well, it's gonna happen. They've already got the plans are set. There's like, what of it, 8 of them around the world, one in Australia. Yeah, you're gonna get a title from every one of those, guaranteed.
Well, it's one thing if you're running a show over there, you know. It's like if you're gonna run like a NXT Australia show on Australian TV.
I don't think they will, but it would
that's
be
the plan.
Good. Is that the plan, to do a show for each one?
I think so.
Well, I mean, good on them. Each country will want to watch it. I'm not going to watch the Australian one.
The UK one's coming soon, and I'm like, I already have like too much shit to watch. 205 Live.
Oh, yeah, no, I won't be watching everything. I don't even watch 205 Live.
Jason Sensation tweeted out.
More idiots. That
this is just kind of the news of the week is just dumb fucks. He tweeted out that he was going to shoot himself. He got his gun through security. He was going to shoot himself in the head.
On Raw. Live.
On Raw. Yeah. It's actually, it's fucked up to say, but I was like, wow, I should actually be watching Raw right now.
No, that's exactly what went through my mind, too, because I was like smoking a joint, and I was with my buddy. And I looked at him and was like, read this tweet. I just showed it to him. He just looked at me. He's like, what the fuck? I was like, Raw.
I went to Solo Monsters fucking poll and voted thumbs up for the first time in about 5 years.
The only thing did to bring
he get
intrigue.
Arrested? It didn't sound like he did, man. Canada, they're like, oh, we found him. He said, said it's a joke. Yeah. He suffers from depression. So, and then like, you'd get arrested in America for that. That's like fucking terrorism, man.
You should get arrested in Canada.
I think
too.
You should.
I think
so. I think.
It's just one of those things where you could have caused hysteria, right? Oh, people could have went crazy.
It did. People in the place started seeing it on Twitter, and everybody was like retweeting it and tagging the police. People were calling the police.
Yeah.
I know people who called into the fucking police station and were reporting. They're like, yeah, we know. And their phones are going off the fucking hook, man. So,
and then like, you also look at it too. What if the WWE had to evacuate that building? You know what I mean? That's so much money gone. You're just out. And it's like somebody yeah. should have to fucking pay the price for that.
Yeah. Sorry, I don't know, man.
It's a sensation. But maybe you should find other things to do with your depressed mind. Like depress yourself and nobody else.
Or make fucking funny videos of you doing like Bret Hart impressions again.
Yeah. Like fuck, man. Bring Owen Hart back.
Well, what is he doing? Like, I mean, if the dude was straight, I would, you know, it'd be like a no brainer to work with, you know, if like, hey, do something on our show. I'd love to do, you know. Maybe not after we shit like fucking shit on him like that.
Well, I mean, especially me. Yeah, I don't know. It's like, come on,
Stu and Brett fucking Tom.
I mean, like, I'd welcome it with open arms, even if I think he's a fucking dumb dick. But
yeah, I'm just saying, like, he's super talented.
Yeah,
you know, like the impressions that he did were really good. So it's like, where are you doing those? Are you on YouTube? I don't see you anywhere. I don't hear you on podcasts.
No. So you know, the guy's probably a good guy. The depression, he's probably depressed and done it out of not even thinking, but man, you gotta be shitting on a lock better than that.
Some other notes, quick shit. They announced some matches for the Super Showdown in Australia.
Yes.
The Bellas and Ronda Rousey taking on the Riot Squad. And The Shield taking on McIntyre, Ziggler, and Braun. They went fucking full in on that Braun stuff, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then there's also Elias and Kevin Owens against Bobby Lashley and somebody else.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Kevin Owens is
John Cena and Bobby Lashley.
Directly after Owens quit on Raw,
they were like,
ooh. They showed this thing of him like, wow, that's really piss poor timing, boys.
Thanks for trying, boys.
They're also going back to Saudi Arabia, I guess.
And yeah, November 7th. Which, like, boy.
Dude, like 5 days or whatever after
the women's pay-per-view.
Yeah. But they're not connected, dude.
No, trust there's no, not, no, there's no connective tissue there. None.
Yeah, exactly. That last show, and you know, it's like, if you want to go do a show somewhere, I don't give a shit where you do it. But when you take a bunch of money to create a propaganda film around your show, that's when I have a problem with it, dude.
Yep. No, I agree. I don't know about you, Jim. I have no desire to watch this Saudi Arabia show. None.
Like, we're here in beautiful car Bombastad, and it's fucking awesome here. It's not awesome in Carbomastad. Meanwhile,
Corey Graves is suffering from fucking Montanza's revenge, shitting all over the place.
Montanza's revenge. They still, if your country Montezuma's fucking
revenge.
No, I like Montanza's revenge. That's way cooler. But yeah, if you live in a country where gay people are stoned, it's probably not a fucking cool place.
No,
so.
No, I agree. I don't know. I understand the money. Take the money. Take all the money you can, man.
Because you get like $40 million for that or something.
It's 40 to 50. And you're not going to make that money forever. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, someday somebody's going to catch on to this flawed fucking WWE system. And they're just going to be like, huh?
And they'll never fill that place with brand new fucking loungers and shit, dude. Couches. Do you think they just take those out in the desert and burn them after that? Rich motherfuckers.
You know, of course they do.
Yeah.
Like, fuck the families that don't have a couch. You got families up in the upper decks like, oh my God, I've never seen a couch before. And then you got them throwing them in the dumpsters after. Like, Jesus fucking Christ, man.
It was weird as fuck. Velveteen Dream officially announced for 2 matches outside of WWE.
Yes, at Evolve.
Yeah. August 30th, which was what this came out. I'm sorry. He was wrestling at 2 Evolve events. Yeah.
There's one against Darby Allin, the guy with no speaking ability whatsoever. And
is he British?
No, he's the most monotone man that can barely carry a conversation. It seems like I've only heard him on podcasts, so I have no idea what his promos are like, but if any inclination of what he's like on a podcast, his promos can't be very good.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of cool people on that show, but he's not going to be wrestling them. He's not wrestling Joey Janela or Shane Strickland or any of that shit. No. So.
But, I mean, the Darby Allin guy, I think he does a lot of hardcore stuff. I think he does.
There you go. Are you familiar with the Joshi wrestler Ray?
Only that she died.
She died age 36. I guess she was had a inoperable brain tumor. They found out about like 2 years ago.
That's a shitty fucking deal. Shitty way to go out.
Bummer, man. Yeah.
You know, that your sucks. Brain is giving out on you. You know what I mean? It's like my fucking whole everything inside my skull is giving out, and fuck.
Yeah, it's a shitty deal. I did watch some stuff, some you know clips and like tribute things on YouTube. She looked really good, you know.
Yeah,
she
wore a mask, right?
She did wear a mask, yeah. Which I do like. And then you have nothing else. The PWI 500 is out.
Yeah, PWI 500. Now, I don't have as much hatred towards this list as I did in prior years, but it's still a pretty flawed list.
Yeah, I think there's something too, man. Like, I'm older, and I used to read PWI when I was like 13, 14.
Yeah,
I feel like it made me a better wrestling fan. It made me aware of like all the wrestling all over the world, and the PWI 500 was like an exciting time, you know, because you get to get it, you read about these dudes. Who the fuck is that guy? I've never seen that guy. Yeah. He looks awesome, you know. So back in the day, PWI was the shit. I don't know what they're doing now. I know back in the day, it was a kayfabe fucking magazine.
I think they're still keeping it somewhat kayfabe. The PWI 500 has always been kayfabe, isn't it? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Chase and Rance is fucking 485, by the way.
There's a guy that's like 347 that's been retired for 2 years.
Yeah, he said, I saw that. Yeah. Jason Rance, he's number 45 on the wrestling list, but he's number 4 on the fucking wrestling pederast list.
Wait, did you say he's 45?
No, 485.
Oh, going to say.
He's number 5 on the wrestling pederast one. Buck Zumhoff, once again, is number 1. That one. Yeah.
And
Buck Zumhoff, that's pedophile in the history of wrestling.
Is that Jake Roberts' father, right? No,
Buck Zumhoff is an old AWA wrestler who like got busted for fucking multiple young girls and then fucked his daughter while she was underage for years.
Holy fuck,
boy, he's in prison now. Yeah. If you want to hear about Buck Zumhoff, I'm going to make a suggestion here. I forget the guy's name who suggested the pod to me, but Crime in Sports.
Yes.
It's a great podcast, and they do an episode on Buck Zumhoff, and it's fantastic. Check it out.
So next on that list, though, is Jake Roberts' father.
Yeah, probably. He'd have to be up there.
Yeah.
I mean, back in the day in the South, a lot of those guys, you think that the Von Erichs didn't fuck some 15-year-olds? You damn right they did. All those Michael Hayes? Oh, my God.
16-year-old Missy Hyatt blew Tommy Rich.
Oh, there you go.
The first person she ever blew.
That's in a car, right?
Yeah, and then he fucking wiped off and gave her a shirt and said, here's a souvenir.
Even her first fuck was like lower mid-card, man. At least shoot for the fucking stars, right?
Oh, yeah.
Goddamn, literally and figuratively. Jesus Christ. Yeah, so the PWI 500 is out. I had it up here. I just lost it because...
Well, I got the top 10.
They're top 10? Yeah, yeah.
Yes. So coming in at number 10, we have The Miz.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I mean, the fact that he made a top 10 of anything is a shame.
Well,
I wouldn't call him a top 10 wrestler, in my opinion.
What was he last year? Do you have that?
I can in a second because I know exactly where it is. It's in our messenger.
I got it. No, I don't.
He was number 10.
He was number 10. I thought last year.
Like, think about this. Now, last year, he was number 10. Tetsuya Naito was number 12 last year.
Yeah, well, this is their list. So what do we got this year? Miz is 10. Naito's 9.
Yes. Cody's 33. Roman Reigns is 7. Cody was number 33. Now this year he's 8.
You notice last year when we made the lists, I was like the only person who put him on mine. And yeah, well, because he worked every show last year, right? He worked Triple, no, he didn't work Triple Mania, but he worked Impact's main show. He worked Japan. He worked WWE. Works
ROH. He worked everything.
Yeah.
But then you got Roman Reigns at number 7. That's
down from number 4.
Down from number 4. So even his stock has fallen from the PWI. Braun Strowman, number 6. Ooh, that's
that's number 34 last year.
Yeah, that's a hard. Him and Cody were neck and neck last year. Can you imagine?
Yeah, right. Then,
that's fucking retarded. Seth Rollins, number 5. He was 16 last year. Number 4. This is the one that blows my fucking mind.
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar's number 4. Last year, he was number 25.
What is the difference between him being 25 last year and him being 4 this year?
He lost the title in both years. He had 2 matches this year. Like, what in the actual fuck, guys? Like, isn't Bill Apter still a part of Pro PWI?
He might be. He probably is, yeah.
Is he not a buffoon?
Well, it's like they take, I mean, I think their stuff's different, you know? Like, I'm not sure what they necessarily take into account when they do it. I mean, it's very kayfabe, obviously.
Yeah. I mean,
you got Okada, number 3. He was number 1 last year. Styles at 2, who was number 2 last year. And Kenny Omega, number 1. He was number 5 last year. He was my number 1 last year.
Yeah, I believe Okada was my number 1 last year.
And yeah, honestly, you had Okada, Omega. I had Omega, Okada.
Yeah, and honestly, Okada is still my number 1 this year, in my opinion.
Yeah. So once again, as we do every year, we've came up with our own top 10s. Yes. How do you want to do it? You want to go through yours? Or you want to do, like, we'll each do our number 10s and 9s and so on?
Well, yeah, sure. Let's go with our number 10s, 9s, and so on. All
right. What do you got at number 10?
Number 10, I am going to go with Samoa Joe.
Ooh, yeah.
Samoa Joe being, in my opinion, one of the best heels in wrestling. Despite some injuries that he's faced. Man, like, it's hard to overlook even the stuff that he's done late this year. It's, you know, so far, you know, like the last couple months, I fucking love it. I love Samoa Joe right now, and I don't think he can go wrong.
He is not on my list because I feel like the only thing he's really the last month or whatever with Styles has been cool, but he didn't do fuck all the rest of the year for me.
Yeah, my I agree.
Is your new Triple Mania mega champion, Phoenix.
Yes,
because Phoenix is everywhere. He's an Impact kicking ass. He's on Lucha Underground kicking ass. He's the new champion of AAA. He is everywhere. He's on indie shows every fucking weekend, and every time I see him, his matches are badass. And I'm a luchador nerd, so Phoenix is number 10.
that's a good pick if you ask me, Jim. My number 9 is Adam Cole, baby. Another guy that I think his heel work is phenomenal. He's the crowd gets behind him no matter where he goes. The Bay Bay is over in even big arenas. So
he'd probably be over with that shit in like fucking Japan and go over there and they would be Bay Bay. I think they did
because he was in Bullet Club for a bit. So they might have, but he wasn't over there for very long though. So
that guy is like. He's a top star, but you know they're not gonna. I mean, Vince doesn't see that. He's too short. He's fucking
Vince. Triple H needs to keep him in NXT until Vince dies. Mm-hmm.
So far, very interesting here because we don't have any of the same guys even on our list. My number 9. Oh, I'm sure you have my number 9. Naito.
I mean, yeah. Like, how can you argue Naito?
Yeah. Is he on your list?
Of course. Okay. Just a little bit higher.
What do you got at 8?
Number 8, I have oh my Jesus Christ, where's my list? Oh no. Oh god, I lost the list, Jim. I lost the list.
Number 8, I got
Seth Rollins.
Seth Rollins.
Yes.
Seth Rollins is my number 7, so.
Oh, look at that. I picked Seth Rollins because I mean, who has had more great match or not who has had more consistently good matches? On WWE television, week in, week out.
Who's had more pretty good matches. Yeah, I'm not just saying. And he is pretty much still the most, definitely still, he's the most over face on the show, maybe in the company.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Yeah. And his matches are fucking good.
Oh, yeah. You're telling me, Jim.
My number eight is Tommaso Ciampa.
Can't go for that.
Fantastic heel work, fantastic main event matches with Gargano. Just overall awesome shit. So Tommaso Ciampa's my eight. Who's your seven?
My number seven is actually Naito. Naito!
My number seven's Rollins, so we talked about them. What do you got at six?
Number six, I have Ciampa.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. My number six is Tanahashi.
Ooh.
He won the G1.
That's a sleeper pick. I like it.
He won the G1. He's fucking the best going today, possibly. You know, I mean, he's the shit. He had a great year, too. So, Tanahashi.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got five.
I got Suzuki.
Oh, wow.
There's something about Suzuki, man. Every time I see him, it's like, I want to watch this. Because he's going to turn somebody inside out, and I'm going to enjoy the fuck out of it. Because I like sadistic Suzuki just ripping people limb from limb.
Yeah. He is, and dude, it's a fucking, the submission clinics that dude can do. I mean, he basically, like, I'm just going to run through every submission move ever.
And Jim, it's insanely fun to play as Suzuki in Fire Pro World.
Oh, God, shut up, dude. God damn it. I don't have money for a PS4, man.
I mean, it's not something that people just drop money on for one game anyways.
Well, dude, I really want to play
I understand.
I asked somebody about it, and they were like, you know, it doesn't take shit for a PC. Like, you can run it on basically anything.
I would imagine you can. There's not a whole lot to it.
I'm going to get it. I know Klondike Bill plays on PC, so we can play together. That'll be all right.
There you go.
I'm going to play it so bad. It's good. So, yeah, Suzuki, who's not on my list, but very good pick anyway.
My Tanahashi is not on my list, and I respect it.
Yeah. My number five is Pentagon. Dark, zero, any persuasion you fucking like. Same shit, just dominating everywhere. He's in Mexico, he's in Impact, kicking ass. Those matches he had with Callahan, Mask versus Hair was badass. He's just everywhere, man. He's in MLW as well. Very good.
Yeah.
Pentagon.
I agree.
Yeah.
We're at number four now, right?
Yeah.
My number four, this is going to be a, I don't think you'll have him on your list. I don't think a lot of people would have him on their list, but Chris Jericho. Just from the publicity that he garnered for New Japan for two matches. It's just, you know, and those two matches were so popular and just seen by so many people and opened so many new eyes to New Japan that you can't overlook that, in my opinion.
I wish they'd have done that SummerSlam match.
Oh, that would have been the icing on the cake.
Yeah,
see, that's in the same world, though, that they would send Kevin Owens to All In. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. They would be able to see that would do fucking good for them. Have a lot of buzz about him when he finally comes back.
Yeah.
Ring of Honor, I feel like we could probably work with them. They'd probably go along with a lot of shit. You know?
Yeah, I would imagine. Do you think Ring of Honor is going to turn down fucking somebody getting sent there from the WWE? Yeah. No, it'll never happen.
I'm not sure about my number four now, really. You know, I made this list earlier. My number four is Styles. And, you know, I guess he is the top face over there. He's a champion. But, man, he hasn't really had a great year. You know, he hasn't really done shit this year that's been awesome.
When's the last
match he's had?
I think it's one of those situations where you've got Styles. They haven't really given him much either. They've given him Nakamura for a good chunk of the year.
Wow. And, dude, like, how did that suck? How did they manage to make that suck?
Right?
Unbelievable.
It's just, I think it's Nakamura doesn't have it in him anymore. I think Nakamura is just beat up, and he can't do that style. He came in and he did that one Sami Zayn match as a last hurrah. And this is Nakamura now. Especially, Nakamura can't do his style that he used to do. Working four nights a week. You can't do it. It's not possible. And AJ Styles can't do the style that he worked night in, night out.
He's really kind of, I mean, I put him at four because he is, like, just like I said, the most, the champion over there and really one of the top guys in that company, and, you know, pretty good matches.
Yeah. And I'm sure that given the opportunity, like if he was given a main event of WrestleMania match, it would be,
yeah.
I'll go so far as, let's say Roman Reigns, AJ Styles was the main event of WrestleMania next year.
Oh, no,
no, let's, yeah. No, this is just my argumentative sake. AJ Styles would be able to make that a great match.
I think that's still Roman Reigns' best match ever was with Styles. Yeah. Styles carried that fucker all over the place.
You're fucking right. Styles can carry a lot of guys.
Styles took all the fucking crazy bumps and carried him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He made earned his paycheck that day. But he got a three.
Number three, I have AJ Styles.
Okay. Yeah. My number three, who is, I guess, not on your list. Dude, I put Johnny Gargano up there, man.
I'm partial to heels.
Yeah. I'm just like, I feel like he's, well, I guess he's not the champion, but just everything that the guy is so over. He could be on the main roster, he'd be top face like nothing if it was done right.
But he's another guy that would just be like Adam Cole.
Well, sure he would. Yeah, maybe he's too high. I threw, you know, to me, to properly do this and really like get behind it, I would have to spend like hours over it, because it's like I just kind of made one. I was like, all right, fuck it.
Jim, I made this list waiting for my haircut.
Yeah.
So come on.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about it. I'm sure our one and two are the same, probably just in different order.
Probably. Yeah. My number two is Omega.
Yeah. Mine's Okada.
Yeah, my number one is Okada.
Same as last year. Yeah. Dude. Same as fucking last year.
I feel Omega is a fucking fantastic worker. He's hard to say. I can't argue which one is better. I just find Okada has more consistency, and it, everything is just psychology wise so much. I find it's just better. I find the Omega matches aren't as good as Omega and Okada is the best match that Omega has. Omega and Okada is the best match that Okada has. But I mean, Okada is able to carry Bad Luck Fale to a good match. Is Kenny Omega able to? I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Fair.
But Omega is a better character, in my opinion, for sure. Yeah. Leaps and fucking bounds.
And he's also did a little bit of, I mean, it's not that it was huge, but he did that wrestling show on Twitch, you know, that special show. He had the other thing in the video gaming world. Like, Kenny Omega is a big star in video gaming as well.
Yes, he is.
So they, you know, they did that shit with Up, Up, Down, Down with the New Day. So, you know, he's kind of out there more. But yeah, I know what you're saying. I'm good with that. Do you have any other news before we move on?
Are you excited for the NWO to reunite and go on their world tour? The Too Sweet reunion?
Oh, God. What are they doing? Like talking in bars and shit or what?
Hulk Hogan will give you a finger poke of doom. Kevin Nash will powerbomb you all while tearing a quad. And yeah. Scott Hall will take a picture of him drinking a non-alcoholic beer with you.
Where is it at? Is it at wrestling shows?
I don't know. I have no idea. By the way, this is you can't get this if you go to the reunion. It's not true. I'm lying.
Well, obviously.
You know. Well, I would imagine they're just going around to indie dates. Somebody probably needs a surgery, or Kevin Nash has drank too many boxes of wine.
Do you think that there is anything left in the tank for that? Do you think you could take one of those guys or something and have like a new group of guys be an NWO and make that actually work anywhere? Not necessarily WWE, but Impact or anywhere.
I feel that anything labeled as the NWO has unrealistic expectations.
Yeah.
You would have a much easier time calling yourself something different, like Nexus. Undisputed Era, yeah. Or Nexus. Remember Nexus?
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like, that was an NWO-type deal, and it worked until they neutered it and had John Cena beat them all.
I think the Undisputed. You could just rip off everything NWO and then change the name to Undisputed Era, just like they did.
You know what? The Bullet Club is basically NWO.
Sure it is.
Right?
Sure
so, is. Like, you know, it's just there, but it works.
Yeah, I'm just questioning, like, could you, you know, would you be able to pull that off? I don't think so.
I don't think you'd be able to call something the NWO and make a good profit out of it, you know, as a new thing.
Maybe if Bischoff was man behind it.
Maybe.
Bischoff shows up. Bischoff has a new group of guys, 2-3 guys.
Yeah, but now see, this is the thing, though. Those three guys, I already know who they would be if he had his choice.
Well, I don't think you give him the choice. You tell him these are the three guys.
I get that. But he even said, who's the three guys you would build a company around? And I think he said Kenny, Cody, and Dolph Ziggler.
Dolph Ziggler, dude.
Yeah. Dolph fucking Ziggler? What?
Yeah.
Why? Like, sure, his best move is to go to another company. But, man, he's just damaged goods now. He's tried everything to get himself over. And he just can't do it no more.
Can't do it. Fuck him. Let's get on to the Suplex City Limits top three, man.
Oh, let's do it.
Suplex City Limits top three.
Suplex City Limits top three matches of the week. I'll take you through it this time. First off, got some shit from Triple Mania.
Yeah, we might as well get that stuff out of the bag here around this time.
El Tejano, La Mascara, and Rey Escorpión defeated Joe Leiter, Murder Clown, and Pagano in a fucking bloodbath, man.
That was madness personified.
It was awesome, dude. People were like, there was a lot of people who were like, that was way too much for me. You know,
that was awesome. I can understand that, you know, like there was a lot of stiff chair shots. There was one specific shopping cart spot that I thought for sure was going to be the death of somebody.
Dude.
Like Pagano is one crazy ass motherfucker.
That guy is madness.
And we've seen him in Impact have good matches. So like it's not like he has to rely on this
have we? Hard,
yeah, he's been in he was in Impact for I think a couple of weeks and had a decent match, like a very surprising match for a guy that does or is known for hardcore wrestling.
I don't know that much about AAA. I've tried to follow it. I see it here and there, but I remember Pagano being in some fucking stinkers, man.
Oh, I'm sure he's been in some stinkers. Maybe it wasn't Pagano. Maybe it was somebody else that I'm thinking of.
Are you thinking of, I know what you're saying. What's that guy, Joe Leiter or whatever?
I don't know. Pagano being I don't know. I seen a match with Pagano, maybe. I thought it was decent.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Those guys are fucking great. This match, if you're into hardcore shit, you owe it to yourself to check this out. At one point, El Tejano, as Famous B would say, lights his fucking rope on fire and then whips a man with it.
Yeah, whips the floor. Well, he whips the floor. But they shot it clever enough that it looked like it hit the guy.
Crazy flaming tables, like tables on fire to a level. Usually, you know, they light some fluid on top of a table.
No, they had camera guys squirting it on as they jumped.
Dude, this was like fucking, these tables were on fire, man. Hard.
Oh, yeah.
It was really good. I loved it. I thought it was badass.
Now, the Spanish fly through that table could have been a lot better.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is what it is. I thought it was pretty cool. And from there also, L.A. Park, Pentagon Jr., Psycho Clown, and El Hijo de Fantasma.
Now, had a four-way...
Yeah.
Sorry, I've seen aspects of this match, like the last 5 minutes.
Pentagon had the best day ever. He fucking was in there for 5 minutes before he crawled out of the cage, like, nope, see you guys later.
It's fantastic.
I like that, though. It starts with four people. Once two people escape the cage comes up, it becomes a one-on-one match so that you can, you know, fucking travel around and do dumb shit.
AKA La Parca can't stay in the ring for very long because he gets gassed out.
But dude, yeah, I just thought for the importance of this match, and I did enjoy it. Like, I think L.A. Park, for an old fat fucking man, I thought he brought it. I think he always brings it.
Oh,
man.
He always brings it. He always he's a spectacle in Mexico. You know what I mean? He's like Hulk Hogan. So
yeah, he's the man. But yeah, El Hijo del Fantasma fucking unmasks, which, you know, he has the son of Fantasma gimmick, which, you know, it's the same kind of mask. It's not really anything. So here's a chance for him to get out and do something on his own. I know he's talked about really wanting to go to WWE. I don't know why.
Yeah. Money.
Money. But he's great. I actually really like, I'm a big fan of him. I'm way more in Lucha Underground though, as Queen Cuerno.
Yeah. Hey, he doesn't need a mask. He's a handsome man.
Yeah.
And see, I told you those long flowing black locks were nice.
Yeah, he's a pretty handsome guy. How about his kid? You've seen the gif, dude, I'm sure.
That kid. I watched all that part, like the ending and the promos and shit. That kid. Oh man. What a fucking death glare.
He gives LA Park the death stare and does the like fucking slit across the throat. I'm like, holy shit. Oh man, I love it.
Fuck with his family, will you?
I can't wait. I'm like stoked. I'm like, we're going to watch that kid wrestle.
Oh yeah. And
in 10 or fucking 12 years, whatever the hell it is.
La Parca somehow sticks around and finally loses his mask.
It'll be him versus this kid. Yeah. Mask versus fucking mask versus mask or something. But yeah, that was a pretty good match from there. And the other top three match is a sleeper, but Exolicious Jack Evans, man. What did you think of that match?
It's on a curve a little bit because Exolicious ain't he's new. You know, he's new.
I feel like he's gotten way better since even the first episodes of this year.
He's grown on me. Or actually, no, he was always on me. You know, he didn't have to grow on me. I was into him from the get go.
Exolicious has been on me since the beginning.
Yeah. Oh man. you know, Jim. There was a time when. I would have frowned upon a man in lipstick falling around in my nether regions, but lately Martha's been a little cold or Helen. Sorry, I don't touch Martha. That's just weird. That's just weird. I'm no Buzz Zoom Hall. I guarantee you that right now. At least not anymore. But anyway, that's nonetheless. I'm gonna go, Jim. Bye.
Right. Fucking Stu Hart, he just appears. But yeah, this is good. EXO says like "fuck you" into the mic, which I thought was awesome.
Yeah, I like his voice. How high pitched it is. You know what I mean? It's so gimmicky that I fucking love it. And Jack Evans, he done every move under the sun that he could do to get this fucking guy over.
Dude, and Jack Evans, remember when we were saying the thing was going around again recently, was like, if you could pick five guys to start your company, and Jack Evans was one of mine, just proved that to me, Jack Evans is just one of my favorite guys. He's so good at just screaming and shit. At one point, he's like, instead of making you quit, I'm going to break your goddamn neck. And he like fucking throws the chair down and shit. Like, yeah.
He works as a great, great heat burning heel. When he was calling himself the Dragon Slayer, like, come on.
I think the first episode of Lucha Underground, one of the first ones, the first season, he comes out and is like, talks about how he's the fucking greatest thing in Lucha Libre and shit. He's the greatest luchador ever.
Yeah, a little white guy just fucking, it's great.
It's a little asshole, yeah. How about the fact that him, Teddy Hart, and is it him? Oh, no, it's not, never mind. He was doing something with Teddy Hart. Where the fuck did I see? Oh, at Triple-A-nia. Evans, Teddy Hart, and I don't know. When we talk about Triple Mania, we'll talk.
Well, they're in a group together there. Mad or something like that.
Yeah, Mad.
With Conan.
And Hoovy, dude. It's Teddy Hart, Hoovy, and Jack Evans. Holy shit.
Conan too.
Yeah, the biggest liabilities in the history of wrestling. All of it is a fucking three-man tag team. Holy shit.
You know that that's on design. They had to have put those guys together just knowing that these guys, they just got the reputation of being hard to deal with anyways.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah, dude. It's awesome. But yeah, this is a really good match. Exolicious wins by Armbear.
Armbear.
So there was that. Triple Mania as a whole, I watched the whole show live. I went out and saw some bands, and then I came home kind of early. The lady had to work and in the morning. And so I kind of just hung out and watched the fucker, and it went on forever.
I imagine it did, because it was 5 hours and 20 minutes or something like that.
I got home and I'm like, all right, where are we at in this show? So it was like, that was the first match for the main card. What? I seriously think I was sitting watching it for like 6 hours, man.
I give you all the props in the world, dude, because I wouldn't have been able to do it. I prayed to lose my hearing so that I wouldn't have to listen to Vampiro and Matt Stryker say another goddamn word.
Dude, unbelievably bad. And those guys are good. I like them on Lucha Underground.
Yeah, I mean, I assume, after watching this, I assume that's highly edited and polished.
Well, of course it is. Yeah, definitely. Because this was a goddamn shit show. And I get Stryker not knowing a couple of the guys. I don't fucking know a couple of the guys.
Vampiro not knowing the guys?
I don't know what he's fucking doing.
He's worked in Mexico for 25 fucking years. There was one guy who was a legend, and Stryker's just like, I don't know who this guy is. Vampiro couldn't chime in and say, oh, just so you know, this is so-and-so. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, they're lucky that Kevin Gill set a bar so fucking bad that they could do this shit show and still surpass it. You see Matthew has a clip where he claims it's Vampiro farting, but I don't think it's just a mic boop.
What about this? Is this somewhat the same noise?
Exactly.
Exactly. That's my headphones cable scraping across my table.
Or it's a microphone boom, you know, makes that sound too.
Yeah. There's no possible way that's a fart. Farts aren't that audible in a fucking microphone. That's a headset. Can you hear the fans behind them? No.
Just a recap quick through it. AAA Cruiserweight Championship, Sammy Guevara, who's really good, but it's a total twink.
I can't take him seriously.
Such a twink. What else do we have? We have this women's match, dude. Lady Shawnee and Fabi Apache.
Fabi Apache, she's the one that fucking bled like a stuffed pig, right?
Yeah, she lost her hair.
Yeah.
She's a dude. This woman is like cut the fuck up, like big ass cuts in her head, covered in fucking blood, and just has her head shaved right in the middle of the ring. It was pretty intense. I thought it was awesome. I was like, this is, you don't see shit like that every day, man.
No, I didn't see it. But
and she took it like a fucking, you know, took it like a champ and raised the other girl's arm up and shit. I was like, God damn, man. pretty fucking hardcore.
I did like the Facebook comment that was it. You said there's something crazy about seeing a woman bleeding all over the place with her head shaved. And somebody's like,
"Oh, I made it the group picture for a day or two on fucking Facebook."
And somebody replies with, "Well, that's the famous last words we'll be hearing when the cops are looking for Jim." It's like,
yeah, dude.
That's exactly what that is.
And then, yeah, we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about a little bit about Vampiro and Conan. They're going to wrestle? Is this a thing? Are they going to have guys on their behalf? What's happening here?
I don't know. I don't have any want, or there's not one inch fiber blood vessel or fucking atom in my body that wants to see Conan wrestle or Vampiro. That's a recipe for a fucking disaster.
Vampiro and Pentagon and Lucha was one thing. That was pretty cool. They did super hardcore and shit. It was like, it was okay. I was okay with
it. I also heard that match was double the length and so bad live. Horrible live.
Yeah.
So,
well, yeah, probably. He's fucking awful. And Conan, dude, I love Conan. Don't get me wrong. Both. Actually, Suplex City Limits Hall of Famers. Vampiro did get into the Hall of Fame.
Now, can Conan do his front rolling flip clothesline anymore?
He can't do shit, dude.
Then fuck off and get out of the ring. Because if you can't do your signature moves, then why be in the ring? Nobody wants to see you.
I thought it was kind of cool because like those dudes really do fucking dislike each other and shit.
Yeah.
And they were saying some pretty crazy shit, but Fatboy Vamp is like waiting for his music so he can hit the ring, and it's not playing. And he's such motherfucker, and like, what the fuck is the music? And Stryker's sitting there just like wildly having to fucking try to explain what's going on. Yeah. Dude. Like, well, he really wants his music to get the crowd into it. I don't fucking know. This is stupid.
And then you had Conan and they're just being like, you know, what the fuck are you doing? You know, at that point in time, wouldn't you call an audible and just get in the ring?
Yeah, then ring without your song. Right. Yeah, dude. Like, they'll play it at the end or something. Yeah, like,
in the time that they were waiting for Vampiro's music, Pejano and Killer Clown come to the ring to beat him up. And they're still waiting for his music.
He's not in the ring. Yeah.
I was like, guys, like, why instead of rounding these two guys up and sending them out, why don't you just press fucking play?
I don't know, dude. Other fucking notes of the Psycho Clown. Did you see that he comes out? He has like two giant hands that are in like the rock symbol, you know, the sign of the beast.
Yeah.
That shoot flames out of him. What the fuck?
I did not see that.
Yeah.
Psycho Clown. Awesome. He was in the main event, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That guy is over as shit down there. Holy fuck.
I from what I've seen of Psycho Clown, he's not very good.
No, he's not very good. No, I agree.
None of the clowns are very good. Killer Clown. Like, at least that guy's big and jumps off shit, but that's all he's got.
Who going is that for guy? Is he just a big fucking Mexican guy?
Michael Elgin's fat uncle.
Fat Mexican uncle?
I don't even know if he's Mexican. He's Miguel, pretty fucking
Miguel
pale.
Miguel Elgin or what?
He's pretty pale. I don't know if he's Mexican.
Yeah, probably not. But actually, at the end, Dr. Wagner comes out. Junior, that is. And challenges LA Park to a mask versus hair match. Next Triple Mania.
Yeah.
Dude. Which? Yeah. And that Roosh shit with La Parka and LA Park and Roosh, that's just not happening. Yeah, no, that's done.
That's not going to happen. That's done. That's finished. Well, he's a fucking CMLL is not going to let Roosh lose to La Parka.
Well, of course not.
Right? So, which is just completely...
He pulled the fucking bullshit on him. He came in and said he'd lose his mask, and then he decided he's not going to lose his mask because he's making a bunch of money now. And now he fucked him over. That's the shit he's always kind of done, which, you know, get your money, baby. You know, I guess you do what you got to do.
Yeah, like every company knows what they're getting with La Parka. You'll get him for a couple shows, and he's going to be mad, and he'll fucking piss on your fucking floor. Probably fucking take off his mask, scary with his ugly fucking face, because everybody knows La Parka's face is not, it's very unsightly.
Okay, you saw almost his whole face in this match.
Well, yeah, but
hey, I mean, man, fucking Phantasma before his mask was even, you can rip a little bit of the mask, but don't, like, they always fuck it up and like rip it all the way off. I'm like, what's
the then you have both of them take their mask off in the middle of the match.
Well, at least you didn't see their faces.
Well, kind of.
That was kind of a silly ass spot, but overall, I thought Triple Mania was just kind of. I thought there was some good matches, but god damn it, with the heel referee shit, did you catch any of that?
Man, that was fucking atrocious.
It is fucking atrocious. Yeah, they need to quit that shit.
The ladder match had some cool aspects, like the springboard Hurricane Rana off the ladder. That fucking Andrew Everett did. That was madness. But then some of the spots, I don't know who half of these guys are, but man, they don't speak well for their fucking company. That's for sure. Oh, man.
Yeah. Like, it was rough.
Bad.
Yeah. Well, you get a bunch of fucking people in there and you throw them in there and it's like Rich Swann is in there and shit. Yeah. And it's kind of a fucking shit show. I don't know.
What was the part where Jeff Jarrett forgot to catch somebody and he landed wrong and he had to be sent to the hospital?
Oh, I don't know. Jeff Jarrett sucks. Thank God he dropped the belt. He did. He dropped the belt to Phoenix.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Probably not. Did Phoenix pin Jeff Jarrett?
I don't even recall.
Probably not.
Yeah. So that's top three.
What would you give Triple Mania as a score out of 10?
Just like a fucking 5 or something.
That's fair.
You know, those two matches were good. The women's match wasn't good, but I liked the bloody broad getting her head shaved. I thought that was tits. And also, Phoenix jumped on the fucking old lady Pena.
Yes.
Which I guess was not planned.
That's the spot. Phoenix was supposed to be caught by Jarrett. But yeah. He landed on Old Lady Pena and she had to be sent to the hospital.
I guess. I mean, what is this lady's fucking deal? She's like a queen or something.
No,
like
no. Well, yeah, she does look like she's a queen of sorts. But yeah, it's Antonio Pena's wife and they all honor her because they love her husband so much, I guess.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
I don't think anybody really fucking loves that guy. I think his son's a piece of shit. Maybe him. Maybe he was a good guy, but his son's a piece of shit, right?
Yeah, his son is a royal piece of shit. You're correct.
That's what I've heard. Well, there you go. Triple Mania. I just say, yeah, I mean, you know, am I going to tune in whenever their next show is? You know, not really. I just kind of check in at Triple Mania. Or if there's a big match, you know, but... Yeah. They've got to get their shit together, man. This heel ref stuff is just dumb, and there's a lot of interference and a lot of over fucking booked bullshit. Just let two good luchadors go out there and have a high flying fucking spot fest match.
Yeah,
and be done with it. What the fuck are we doing here?
It's Lucha Libre. That's all you need. Like anybody outside of Mexico don't understand the psychology of Lucha Libre, anyways. So fuck it.
Yeah, right. Boy. There you go. So that was that. What the fuck? We're going to talk about WWE? I really don't want to.
I really don't want. What are we going to say? You know what I mean? Like, they got the Evolution show. They got the Saudi Arabia show. They've got the fucking Australian Super Show. They got Hell in a Cell. Like, what the fuck? Like, how many shows can you build to? AKA zero, because they're building to nothing right now, guys, just so you know.
I'm just looking at it like, this is really nothing to even bother with. Owens and Rollins had a great match. I'm going to go through the things I liked on these shows, okay?
Oh, yeah, let's do that. Let's do
Rollins that. And Owens was good. Owens at the end, he quits, I guess. Not really.
Yeah, well, I mean.
Revival. I thought that them beating the B team was all right. Afterward, they cut a pretty decent promo. A promo that you would expect people would cheer, but they didn't.
No, so weird. Even Toronto is just not able to.
I don't think they want them to, right? I think they like you go out and say these things as heels. But really, to me, it was faces. Because, yeah, this shit is dumb. The B team is dumb. The tag division is dog shit. This is a fucking joke. You know? Yeah. So I'm like, yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah. Because like, what's the cheer about? It's like, yeah, tell me something I don't know.
Yeah. Trish Stratus made it an appearance for a shitty promo.
Was it ever shitty, man?
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
She was never known for her speaking abilities. That is for sure. Elias, on the other hand, at least kept that segment alive.
It's true. Lashley defeated the Ascension in a squash. What? Back to the wastelands with you.
Yeah. Oh, man. At least they didn't waste any potential. This music with Jim.
The sounds of the wasteland.
What else did Ambrose. You like on this show?
I didn't like any. I was talking about
I was going to say, you liked Ambrose and Jinder?
No. I liked Rollins and Owens, and I liked Revival, their little promo. That's all I liked on the show.
There's nothing else that I can say that I like other than those two things as well. Not gonna lie, it's really true. You know what can I say that I was a huge fan of Roman Reigns and Braun Strowman taking on Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre, and ending in DQ like every WWE match. No,
or Ambrose having like a long match with Jinder Mahal.
Well, actually, long. No, yeah, I mean it felt long. It wasn't that long, but it felt super long. Everything
you
around
bring this guy
long.
Back, right? You brought him back. He looks all fucking badass. You're trying to make him to be a bad. Have him kill Mahal. He comes out as like this long back and forth match with Mahal. Doesn't establish him as a fucking. I don't know.
Yeah. I did. And then there's one thing I will say that I did like about the Jinder segment. And that was when Corey Graves was trying to get Jinder Mahal to wear a helmet. But just like John Olerud of the Blue Jays, I popped fucking hard for that because I always made fun of John Olerud wearing a helmet while playing first base.
Oh, did he really? I have no idea.
He used to wear like that shitty fucking like a helmet without the ears.
Yeah, yeah.
And just look like a hard cap.
At first base?
Yeah.
mean, that's not a bad idea, really. You know, it gets fucking blasted in the head with a baseball. I don't know.
But when you're the only guy in the league that's wearing it, it's like being that being that fucking lonely guy in basketball with the face mask on. Right? Like, I'm looking at you, fucking Billups.
Yeah, that's the only guy you think of, right? Yeah. Fucking Chauncey Billups. What? Yeah. And then, you know, Braun, I mean, he was always a heel to me, right? The whole Owens thing, I was like, Owens is a giant face. But
well, yeah. But it's funny how Owens just sacrificed every fucking limb on his body to get Braun Strowman over as a baby face over the last couple months, and they turned him heel. Like, oh, I'd quit if I was Kevin Owens, too. I would.
Yeah, it's really dumb. So, yeah, I thought Raw was fucking shitty. And then SmackDown, I think I liked a couple more things. Let's see. What did I like on this? I liked this open.
The New Day open was pretty good with Lord Xavier, the Wise, Sir Kofi the Brave, and Big E.
And King Booker.
No Queen Charmel, though.
And how good was he? Like, he's a basket case on commentary and pre-show panels, but fuck, he nailed it here.
Well, I mean, sometimes wrestlers should just be wrestlers, right?
I guess, yeah. I also like that Big E accused him of going full Saxton for not giving him a cool name. Awesome. Full Saxton.
Yeah. I like how that's a thing now.
Yeah, I like that at the end. The OG Harlem. So when he came out, he did the King song. I'm like, yeah, I guess. I was kind of missing the Harlem Heat, but they closed with the Harlem Heat song. Badass. They did some spin-a-roonies. I really liked it, man. I thought it was really good.
Yeah, it was a fun segment. It didn't lead to anything, really. But
I mean, no, and did you see the fun segment? The group picture is them with like a fucking looking at a completely empty, almost empty fucking side of the building.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen that. I mean,
yeah,
it's quite a big size arena. For a hockey game, you could fit like fucking 18,000 people in there.
Right?
For wrestling, you could fit fucking a lot of people in there.
Yeah. But yeah, it didn't really do anything, but I would take more of this. I think like King Booker hanging out with them for a little while could be fun for a couple weeks.
Yeah, for a couple weeks, for sure. By the time Hell in a Cell comes, have him gone.
It's like them treat New Day treating him like a king, just in various backstage things, would be fucking hilarious, man.
I agree.
Could be really fucking good. Hopefully they do that. But other than this, dude, the Colognes, I like them as a tag team. I don't know why I fucking still like them, but I do.
Because they're good workers, Jim. That's why we like them.
That's it. All I fucking want is like at least be a good tag team, right? And they are. I fucking couldn't believe to see them. I was like, holy shit.
They changed the colors. Are they no longer pimping Puerto Rico because nobody wants to go with it because it's still in shambles?
Well, yeah, right. That was just an awful thing any fucking way. Dead on arrival, man.
Yeah. Speaking of dead on arrival, Jeff Hardy's announced that him against Randy Orton would be a Hell in a Cell match.
Why? I guess he wants one. He hasn't had one. Or he wants one more. I don't know if he's done one. That doesn't matter.
He's gonna. I think he might die. No Nostradamus here. Tall fudge. Jeff Hardy's gonna hurt himself at Hell in a Cell. I don't think he need to be Nostradamus to know that, but he's really gonna hurt himself.
Right. I was like, where's the prediction? Where's the wild prediction?
Yeah. Where's the bold take?
The bear win this, and they'll be taking on the winner of Rusev Day, the Usos, and Sanity next week.
Yeah. Whoa.
You know, as we've talked about before, but these shows are just in a constant state of number one contendership things.
Yeah.
It was like with the women earlier this year, right? Where I would just throw them all in there and one wins and then they have a match at the pay-per-view and then throw them all in there again. And so the same that we just came out of a tournament. I use that term very fucking loosely for the tag teams coming into the last pay-per-view. And here we are again with, it's just dumb, dude. You can book, if you're not a lazy cunt, you can book teams to just be the number one contender. That's how you used to do it, right?
Yeah.
You put a team on a roll, they beat these guys and these guys. Fuck, they're, you know, They're next, well, obviously.
You know what's funny? They did that with Becky Lynch and then fucked it up.
Well, yes, they did. But yeah, I don't know. Naomi defeated by Billie Kay. Dude, she's getting the shaft so hard. She got beat by Royce last week and Kay this week. I feel almost bad for her.
Oh, man, this match was abysmal.
Oh, dude, Billie Kay's the total shits. Yeah.
That's I think Peyton Royce should make herself lighter and get rid of Billie Kay.
Yeah. Good call. Almas Bryan, which is a match that I actually would be interested in.
Yeah,
but
yeah, if it wasn't like it was a decent match for what we got, but I mean,
yeah,
if you didn't see this was gonna end in a DQ, then you sir are blind.
Of course, man. Of course. Yeah, I thought the promo shit with Joe was pretty good with Styles. He calls Styles wife.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a I love this Samoa Joe. You know, this character I think is the best Samoa Joe we've gotten.
Yeah,
and like, you look at best.
Oh, go ahead.
No, you look at Samoa Joe's even his promos and how you know in TNA his promos have come night and day. Same thing with AJ Styles. Like when he first debuted, I thought AJ Styles, his downfall was going to be his promos. And they've been perfectly fine.
The gay community.
The gay community. They didn't help his promos.
One of my favorite memes this week was the picture of Joe on the phone. And it says, Wendy, do you still have the Baconator? Fucking awesome.
Joe, I can answer. Yes, they do.
Yeah, and your main event, Carmella, Charlotte, probably the better, one of the better matches Carmella's ever been in. But
probably, yeah. Didn't need to be 17 minutes, though.
Dude, that's the thing. You've booked Carmella to be, she was only champion because of bullshit. She only, you know, and that's fine if you want to do a heel champion who sneaks their way to get it every time, but then you don't put it in a long-ass match with your top, well, your Roman Reigns with shitty fake tits. I guess improved.
I would imagine they're going to be. I bet you she got both of them done. And then
she did. Better. I mean, they are better now than they were. Her tits were fixer uppers.
It's a high school boob job.
Man, I met this bitch. She's hot as fuck, but she got fixer upper tits, man. You know,
googly eyes, like staring into some googly eyes.
But yeah, this is dumb. I thought it was like, why would you have her have this match with Carmella for 17 minutes
is I'm sure somebody knew what the outcome would be.
Well, and of course, you know, of course Becky attacks, right?
Of course. Yeah. And
crowd goes fucking nuts for it.
Ape shit. And she still becomes a pro. Like now this is what I wonder now, whenever the WWE wants to get Roman Reigns over, they get him to swear.
Oh yeah, right.
Why would you get a heel? Why would you take somebody that you want to be a heel and get them to say the frowned upon word bitch?
Ooh, yeah. They think they're like, oh, you know.
Yeah, people aren't going to like this one because she called a girl bitch.
Yeah, you're such a fucking edgy pro wrestling company, aren't you? Fuck. Bitches.
Tell me again how you're pushing the envelope.
Do the show mid fucking hit. Yeah, bitch. But the show ends early and they have nothing and they're forced to just have the camera on Charlotte while the crowd rains booze upon her. And they use the word rains booze on her in more than one fucking way, sir.
R-I-E. Wait, no, I can't remember.
Oh, Jesus. let's maybe save you from this deep water spelling. Yeah.
Yes, because I used to fuck that up on the graphics all the time. I think it's E before I. Because, you know, you think about it, man, like, you know, saying growing up I before E except after C?
Yeah, and R.
And you're right.
Yeah.
Or there.
Yeah. What's going on in the fucking The Brother Show? The show done by brothers and the brother show of this show.
You mean the Brotherhood?
Yeah.
The Federation. The Federation. Not that Brotherhood. Not, you know, white suits and horses and unsavory characters. This is two brothers in Alberta talking wrestling. And We're going to be releasing Halloween Havoc 1990, this weekend on Patreon. And that has an appearance from the Black Scorpion, who does some black magic on stage.
Oh, dude, is this the one where he does that magic trick on the stage?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Oh, God damn it.
What a horrible fucking magic trick. Oh, man, it's garbage.
Sting.
Oh, and that whole promo that he's cutting over Ole Anderson, they must have forgot the voice box, because it's just Ole Anderson's voice, no effect. You can tell he's trying to make it sound like fucking Black Scorpion.
Man, it's horrible. Cool. Doesn't sound cool at all.
No. The whole show was a fucking dud. Little word for the wise, there is no fucking full version of Halloween Havoc 1990. It doesn't exist unless you watch a fucking pay-per-view stream. And I don't think they have those.
Why are some of the matches so bad that they're just like, four
matches excluded from the show, even on the WWE Network. One being Moondog Rex and Junkyard Dog, which, Jim, I'm fine not watching that fucking match.
Good God. Why are they not? I mean, were they just like dark matches? Or
Junkyard Dog's match was the ninth match of the show.
Good God.
Yeah.
There you go. Patreon this weekend. What, available for everybody next week?
It should be up on Patreon tomorrow, maybe. I planned on maybe editing it on my drive, but then when do I upload it? I don't know. It's up in the air. It'll be out sometime. I'm too busy.
Yeah. How long is the delay for the regular feed? A couple days?
2 days. Two days. So if it comes on a Saturday, you'll get it on probably like a Monday or a Tuesday.
There it is. Check that shit out everywhere. Podcasts are found. On the Suplex City Limits Network side of things, we've got pay-per-view Take Two. In Your House 4 is coming up very soon. We can't record this weekend because Jared is at All In. And next week, he'll be having some hot takes about All In.
So. Oh, I'm sure he will.
We had a lot of fucking boys down there. So Divine, Lance Levine's down there. BT's down there for shooting the shiznit.
Yeah, if it wasn't such a trip and having to cross borders, I would have entertained it. But you know,
yeah, I don't know.
Especially I wouldn't have been able to get tickets to All In, to be completely honest with you.
You know, there's another event going on this weekend that really I would have went to a million times more. That Expo Lucha show. There's a lot of cool shit going on there, too, in Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Conan's there. And a lot of the luchadors are there. Ultimo Dragon. They have like a ton of shit. It was kind of like an All In sort of a thing, but obviously on a little lower level.
Yeah. I mean.
But a lot, dude, legends of fucking Lucha Libre are all there. So pretty cool.
Could I get the... What's his name? Mil Mascaris? Can I pin him?
No.
No
one pins him.
No one pins him. Well, I wouldn't go. I wonder how much you would have to charge for Mil Mascaris to let you just pin him 1, 2, 3 in the middle of a convention.
Like, do you get my picture with you, like me fucking laying on you, like pinning you?
Yeah.
You'd probably say as long as you don't count to Trace, he'd be okay with it. He's like, you take the picture on like one. So then he could kick out right after the picture's taken.
But then they'd never know because it's a picture.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to find some way to like go over and in death, they'll probably have him like in the casket face down. Like he's pinning fucking death, you know,
probably come find me. If I ever release it on the internet, just come find me and fucking just give me a fucking flying crossbody from the top of a post and just fucking take me out. Fuck him.
Right. So yeah, In Your House 4. Is coming up on the
which one is that one? Did that one have a fancy dancy name, or was it just In Your House 4?
It's
Great White North, isn't it?
Great White North, yeah. It is a dog shit show.
Yeah.
So Mabel versus Yokozuna, gems like that. We've got Owen and Brett are there, but not on the show. Match. Yeah.
Fucking A. Gotta love
pretty
it.
Fucking great shit. But yeah, what else we got to talk about this week, man? I feel like we're going to, you know, some of this shit we're going to skip over. I think NXT was nothing.
Yeah. Nearly. Lucha Underground had the wedding, that we were all waiting for. The Taya and John E. Mundo.
John Edward Mundo. Pop.
I thought that was pretty dope. Joey Mercury coming back, that I fucking popped for.
Yeah, that was cool too. I
thought that was dope.
And they have Famous Bees, and of course, entering matches from the wheelchair. They, what, Jake Strong defeated Drago? Nothing really there.
Yeah, that wasn't much. Then they had the Jack Evans Exolutius.
Yeah, which we talked about. And then just the wedding. Dude, into like Famous Bee, he is goddamn good. He should be a manager in WWE. I don't give a shit.
I would like to see him more prominently, for sure. I do enjoy him.
Great. He introduces himself. He's like, I'm the Minister of Love, and I do it all. And then, boom, on the screen pops up, Famous B, Minister of Love. He does it all. Get the fuck out of here, man. Oh, my God. I popped so hard for it.
I do. I enjoyed the... I'm getting more into Ricky Mundo and his character. I do like his unhinged character. He has a crazy smile.
Over. He gets fucked over so bad. They treat him like complete shit. I love it.
I got sympathy for Ricky Mundo this episode. Like, the ring's only for the wedding party. Get the fuck out. It's like,
after he demoted him, right? Joey Wrestling shows up and then he demotes him from a groomsman to the ring bearer.
I love how his name too is Joey Wrestling.
God damn it. Yeah, exactly. Very good shit, man. I thought two cheerleader Melissa as one of the bridesmaids. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. And they didn't even, oh man, I can't get it out.
They didn't take out the Mariposa chant.
Yeah, exactly. They could have had just Mariposa, but they played into it and it was just like cheerleader Melissa. She's Canadian. Ty is Canadian. That's all the connection you need in wrestling.
I mean, I'm sure they're friends, but I thought it was interesting too. They could have edited out the crowd chanting Mariposa. They didn't.
No.
Didn't care. And of course, Brenda. Was their other one.
Did you?
But yeah. That,
did you hear what she said when Ricky Mundo came out?
No.
Oh, he's pretty cute, but that doll sure is ugly. It's like, oh, you fucking, what a bitch.
Yeah. I love it when Antonio interrupts and he's like, fucking, I've got a gift for you, and it's like tables full of tacos. Like, oh, great. You know what's going to happen here.
Well, Ricky Mundo is the one that got him out, wasn't it? Didn't he? Ricky Mundo unlocked.
Ricky Mundo goes and Stahl tells him to unlock Matanza. So, of course, after the tables of tacos all around the ring are brought out, Matanza goes on a fucking rampage that ends with slamming a bloodied Taya into a fucking cake. Awesome.
Yeah, this is... At least she was choke slammed at the age of what, 28, and not 11.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was the best wedding in wrestling history. I'm gonna say it. Saying it, it's up there. It's up there with Macho Man and Liz, right?
Well, I mean, Macho Man and Liz was very bare bones. It was just a wedding. That's it.
Oh, dude, the best part about that was like when they're opening gifts and the snake comes out.
Badass. Yes, yeah, but that was like during the credit sequence or something, wasn't it?
Yeah. Fucking awesome. Very well done. So yeah, Lucha Underground continues to be fucking super fun. And then the wedding was awesome.
Yeah. And next week, what is it? There's a match between Melissa Santos or some kind of showdown between Melissa Santos and Katrina.
Katrina, yeah. Yeah.
So and
they've been feuding.
Yeah, so. They called it on the promo ad, was it something about the end? Or something like that. It's like, are they taking a mid-season break here now?
I don't know. They've done that shit before.
Yeah, I don't like when they do that.
I don't either. Unless I'm not aware of that, but I think it shit's heating up. I really enjoy it, like where it's going and shit. It's good.
Yep. Oh yeah. No, I. It's a good season, Lucha Underground. I think it's better than last season. I was pretty skeptical about this season because of all the rumors around it. But they
started a little rough.
It did start a little rough, but it's come around. Once you realize that all these garbage wrestlers that you've seen were all to be fed to Matanza, it's okay.
Right. You know, and originally I was mad about Jake Strong, but I was like, you can't really, like, if you have a chance to bring in a dude who's a former WWE champion, like, of course you do that.
Even if he was only champion for like a day.
And they've done a good job with him, right? He hasn't said a word.
No,
he comes out, he fucks people up. He breaks their ankle. It's like probably the best thing you could do with that guy.
Yeah, because I mean, nobody wants a lisp. I mean, you can't take that seriously.
NXT does. They did a big fucking thing with Sullivan this week, which was a total shit show. in my opinion. They've started the investigation now to find out who attacked Aleister Black. And, you know, I like crazy Nikki Cross, but Nikki Cross is in the fucking office like a slow child.
Yeah.
Did you see that segment?
Yeah, she's like laying on the desk
and spinning in the chair. I'm like, that's what like a fucking spastic 6-year-old would do. It's not crazy. It's not fucking dark or anything that she usually would be. I thought it was really dumb.
I agree. I was not a fan.
And then who are those other guys? Are they like dudes with beards? What's her? Are they like literally like guys with beards?
That's all I can see them as. Dudes with beards, man.
Dudes. The remaining ass fuck twin. And then like, I don't even know, two other guys.
One's Gunner from TNA. And the other one, I have no idea.
Fantastico.
Fantastico. Definitely not Fantastico.
Fantastico. Well, we might as well talk about All In here.
We might as well go over All In and just preview All In, because this is the main meat and potatoes of this week. Everything is All In, All In, All In.
I feel like came in here and we're like, we're going to fucking bust out a show, and here we are. It's long, and maybe it's not long.
We're at hour 30. We're a little over our aimed at time, but we'll get there.
Kicking ass. You got the card? You want to take us through it? I got it here, too. All right.
We start with the WGN Zero Hour, which I have no idea how to watch that in Canada, so I probably won't see it.
Have it, but I don't think the house that I'm going to watch it has cables.
Oh, really? Well,
I was saying on the pre-show, I'm just stoked to watch wrestling with people. In the days of the network and New Japan World and everything, like, you don't really get together anymore, so I'm excited to get together with some people and fucking watch it, hopefully. Hopefully, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. I mean,
but the most I usually do is
Travis. Oh, it's late at night. We're just talking over each other.
Or baked.
It's also 1 o'clock in your neck of the woods.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I woke up at 6:30 this morning.
Me too.
The things we go through for this, right?
Oh, I know, right? I leave. Let's explain this to everybody. In 4 hours and 15 minutes, I have to be up and getting ready to go on the road.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Good luck. At least you're not driving.
No, that's true.
Yeah. I don't even remember what we were even talking about anymore. All in. So.
Over the budget battle roll for a shot at the ROH title. That's the first thing. There you go. That so far, what, Brian Cage, Jordan Grace, Moose, Rocky Romero, Colt Cabana, Ethan Page, Billy Gunn, Jimmy Jacobs, Marco Stunt, Trent, Chucky T, Brandon Cutler, and Virgil.
It's literally Virgil, really, isn't that?
Yeah. Because that's what brought him over budget, is Virgil.
Wow.
Paid him in Olive Garden breadsticks.
There's a couple of spots for surprises, so that'll be interesting.
Yeah, and there's no limit at the numbers. You know what I mean? They can have 15. It. Well, yeah, but it's 15 eyeball. They can do whatever they want, though.
I thought that kind of sucked that it was 15. It's like you know enough people and you're making enough money. Like, just do a 30 man or something. What the fuck are you doing?
Well, I mean,
I guess time.
And in the end of the day, too, you want to make money.
Yeah.
Because like they've already talked about it, too. I think one guy gave them their rate. Like they asked him, like, what's your rate? You know, like, so we can get everything rolling. And he told him, and they're like, yeah, no, we're not going to pay you that. Here's like an extra so and so. There's a cap on what
These fuckers are making such ridiculous money on this thing, dude.
Oh, without a doubt, they are. Without a
doubt. The whole thing just a fucking. Well, I mean, I understand that. I don't have an issue with the All In show. I have an issue with the star cast.
Yeah, that's fucking, all Conrad.
Right? Yeah, Conman Thompson.
There's nothing con man about getting people's money. It's not like he's stealing it from them. They're willingly giving it to him.
I mean, that's right. If you want to hear a fucking somebody go off on him, Joey Numbers on the new Soup, he just fucking goes hard as shit on Carney Thompson. It's awesome. That one works two levels. It's like Carney Thompson, like a Carney, and also like Carney Wilson, that fucking fat bitch who he kind of resembles being a fat fucking.
I don't know. Anyway. I got nothing against it. I don't see what the hate is about on it, to be completely honest with you.
I think it sucks, man. I don't know, whatever. These fucking two-bit shitty podcast. And not to say everyone who went, because some people who went, like, and paid the money is like, whatever, dude. You have a following. If you think that's good for you, you do what you want to do. But some people pay like $1,200 to go and like have a table for their podcast and then have the opportunity to pay like $200 for 5-minute interviews with like fucking dickheads all day.
That's, if you want to do it, go for it. Waste your money.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
that in no way is a slight on Conrad, though.
I mean, I have other beefs with that guy, I guess. I don't know. I'm not a fan of his, some of the shit he does. The whole StarCast thing is like, I don't know. But whatever.
The way I look at it, if people's having fun, cool.
Yeah. I mean, he's always been nice to me when I've dealt with him and shit. Talked to him and shit. I think he follows us and shit. He's a friendly enough guy, but I just thought like some of the stuff was goofy in there, but I guess you make all the money you can, right? He's a businessman.
That's the way. I mean, he sells houses for a living or mortgages.
Right. So I'm more of a hippie.
That's more of the con man in him than the StarCast.
Yeah. It's like you don't have to fucking whore every single thing that you can out of something. You know what I'm saying? And I just feel like the whole thing is kind of a mockery at this point, because it's like any single tiny way you could make money or fucking fleece all these people who are going to it for money, they're fucking doing it, you know?
Yeah, the eat and greets.
Dude, I didn't even know about that, but there you go.
Oh yeah, there's tons of eat and greets where
you can fucking eat lunch with Scott Hall for $50.
Yep. I don't know, dude. And probably buy him lunch too.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they could like, oh fucking, you could have Scott Steiner come and turn down your fucking bed in the hotel and shit for $200 or.
That would be something. So that would almost be worth it. I think I might. I would do
for $50. Sean Waltman will fucking give you a wake up call the day of the show. I mean, they've literally done every single little thing they can. Anyway, enough of that shit. All In is a good show. I'm looking forward to it. That's what other matches we got here.
Yes, we have the Briscoes taking on Frankie Kazarian and Scorpio Sky.
Yeah,
I mean, it's the pre-show. It doesn't need to blow our socks off. I don't know who it was, but they were equating the All In card to a house show card.
Mm.
And I immediately lost all credibility for whoever that was. Like, man, like, have you seen the card? Like, do you know who these guys are? Like, do you know who Flamita and Bandito is? Do you know? Because I don't think you do.
Yeah.
Sorry, Flamita's not there. It's Rey Fénix, Bandito, and Rey Mysterio against the Young Bucks and Kota Ibushi. What's house show about that? There's nothing house show.
That's the main event. That's the last match on the show, as far as I'm aware.
The last match? Because the last time I heard is they didn't know what was going
on. I was hearing it was, so who knows.
Like, I mean, it's going to be hard for anybody to top it.
I think it's a good card. I don't think it's like a blowaway, like, holy shit, that's a card, you know?
Like, this, the way I'm looking at it is, we'll see, 1, 2, 3. At least four. Adam Page and Joey Janela in the Chicago street fight. That's going to be fucking insane.
I think the six man, that one. I guess you got Skrull and Okada. Okay. Yeah.
And Omega. And
Omega Pentagon.
Then Nick Aldis and Cody Rhodes can be really good. It's possible. There's a good story around it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It has the abilities to be good. Depending on who wins the ROH. If Neville wins the battle, the over top battle royal or whatever, and takes on Jay Lethal. Come on. Pac taking on Jay Lethal. That'd be a fucking tits match.
Yeah. And then I'd like to see him. I think it'd be an interesting thing to have him drop it here. That would be fucking newsworthy.
Well, if you look at it this way, Will Ospreay is the next in line for an ROH title shot. Will Ospreay has also said that he's got dibs on taking on Pac.
Yeah.
It just makes sense. Have Neville fucking, if ROH knows what's going on and is in the know and smart, I think they should take it off Lethal and put it on Neville. No problem.
I think you put it on Lethal because at the time, you know, Castle was hurt.
Exactly.
And what are you going to do? Throw it to the guy who's had it before, you know, can fucking hold it, but he's not doing anything with it. It's not like, it's nothing really. So if you can get it off him and put it on anybody, really, I'm down for anybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then of course we've talked about Kenny Omega and Pentagon. Hasn't been done before. it's going to be a good match because I think they're going to lean into Pentagon trying to be doing hardcore stuff and Kenny trying to get away with it. Get away from.
Well, yeah. Will Pentagon shoot hurt him? That's one thing that I'm interested in. Doing this match.
Will
because
he
fucking might.
It's possible. Pentagon's a dangerous fella.
Yeah, he kind of is.
I'm also excited. Not excited. I'm interested to see Amell taking on Daniels because the last time we seen Stephen Amell do limited things in the ring, we were all surprised by it and how decent he was. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because
a throwaway.
Oh, well, I mean, it's not going to be something that's like, holy Christ, this is great.
Yeah.
I mean, no, if you go into this match thinking, oh, this match is going to be something pretty good, hey? It's like, well, no, you got a guy that's never had a singles match before, so that's probably not going to be true, right?
I mean, he's in there with somebody who, I mean, holy shit, right? I mean, if you're going to get in there with somebody, Daniels could work around anybody.
Exactly.
Fuck.
And I think Daniels is going to make the match be perfectly adequate. And yep. I mean, Stephen Amell, the show means more with Stephen Amell on it than it does without. Because, I mean, at least adds a bit of.
I don't think that guy is actually like a star.
He's a bigger star than anybody is in pro wrestling. So that by de facto.
Like, I feel like not a lot of people really know who that dude is. He's famous to them. You know, because they're marks for like that comic book shit. But like most people, I don't know who the fuck he is. I've never seen the show that he's on. I don't know.
Just because
I don't
you
think a
haven't
lot of people
seen
do.
It, though, doesn't mean that.
No,
more people
I'm saying
in
popular culture. I mean, it's not like a guy you see around in popular culture and on, I don't know, on TV. You don't see him around. That's my point. I don't think he's
don't
that big
see,
of a star.
It's true. You don't see him around, but wrestling is
like,
not,
I don't see
is
him on Fallon.
I don't
part. See him on, you know, I don't see him in movies. I don't see. He's just on like some show on what channel? Some fucking
CW.
Okay, dude, he's on a fucking comic book show on CW. Like, really, is that fucking anything?
It's,
really?
Oh, it's not. It's not. But it's more than wrestling. It's more than what Cody is. It's more than what the Young Bucks are. Because if you go and you ask, you know, like, what's the Arrow TV show and what's the Young Bucks or what's All In? More people will know what Arrow is than All In. So if you promote it that way, then that's more eyes that's going to go to your product. And it's
Fair enough.
And it's younger eyes that's going to go to your product because it is a young fan base. What do you want? You want young conversion. You want to get people when they're kids and keep them when they get money and they spend that money. So I think all in all, it's a better move having him there than not. And it's not. It doesn't service us hardcores. But wrestling, I've always looked at it as a variety show. It's got a little bit for everybody. And if it, you know, this women's match doesn't do anything to tickle my fancy.
Is this Madison just their girlfriends Rain, or what?
Yeah, Britt Baker, that's Adam Cole's girlfriend. Chelsea Green is Zack Ryder's girlfriend. Tessa Blanchard is Ricochet's girlfriend. And Madison Rain is Josh Matthews' girlfriend. So it's nobody's girlfriend.
I see Ashley Rain. Is that the same person?
Madison Rain.
I don't know.
I've never heard of an Ashley Rain, but I've got Madison Rain.
Oh, the lineup I'm looking at says Ashley Rain. I have no fucking idea.
I think they got that one wrong, but
okay.
I'm pretty sure anyways, because like she's in the All Us show Madison Rain was.
Oh, I'm looking at a different one. It says Madison Rain. I trust this one more. Okay. I got you.
is it like your AAA fucking place?
I did. The first one I looked up, I was pulling up the results and it was fucking wrong. I looked at the match. I'm like, that's not what happened. What the fuck?
God damn that's, you.
That's how little it is. Like a lot of these shows, you know, not even a show. This was like a fucking webpage. They're like, oh yeah, we cover that, but not really. You know, fucking.
Yeah, no, we copied and pasted it from another website.
So basically, it's just a bunch of rats. No, I don't know, man. Everyone's girlfriends, really? That's fucking lame.
Yeah, I mean, but at least there's nobody's girlfriend that's on the show. So.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's at least, okay, Tessa Blanchard, she's a good worker. Chelsea Green's a good worker. I don't know who Britt Baker is, so I don't want to be ignorant. But Madison Rain, she's all kinds of no. So
she's fucking awful, yeah.
Oh man, she's in the Mae Young Classic. Like, who the fuck greenlit that?
Oh, isn't she the one that had like such an abortion of a match that it was like I have highly edited or no?
You know why she's called Ashley Rain in one list? Because that's her name on the CWC or the Mae Young Classic. It's Ashley Rain. Like,
Well, there you go. What else we got? Paige and Joey Janela street fight. I think it's going to steal the show.
That's to me the sleeper.
Yeah, those guys are going to kill each other. If you know anything about either of these guys, you should be worried for them.
Joey Janela is going to do some whack ass fucking shit. Because he will. The biggest show of his career, he's going to do some fucking crazy shit.
I think he has to. Here's your chance, man. Yeah. Because a lot of people, I feel like he is quite a few levels below. There's a lot of people who know who Cody and the Bucks and shit, but they don't know who Joey Janela is.
No, that's true. Yeah. Joey Janela is kind of like the ultra hardcore fan base. You know what I mean? Like, you have to be a fan of wrestling to know who Joey Janela is.
Right.
A big fucking fan.
I don't know what the balcony situation looks like at this place, but could fucking happen.
I wouldn't be surprised if Kota Ibushi does a balcony spot, to be completely honest with you.
Oh, man. Probably. It's going to be a fucking, like, I'm not going to lie, man. I'm really jacked up. Like, all week I've been like, fuck yeah, dude. I'm going to watch All In. So, like, I'm actually really excited for this show.
Oh, yeah. Me too, man. Me too.
So, what else we got?
That's it. That's
Okada's girl.
Oh, Okada's girl. We didn't even talk about Okada's girl. Yeah, that I think that match is going to be fun. It might be the comedy break. I don't know.
But he says that. This girl says no comedy.
I don't believe.
Which means probably comedy. Yeah,
probably going to be comedy galore. Because he'll probably go in there as he's saying that as a character. There's going to be no comedy, and he'll go there, and Okada will do something comedy, and Marty Scurll will get upset. And then that'll lead to another funny spot because Marty Scurll's upset. And then the comedy will ensue. And it'll probably then get a little more serious.
But. Yeah. I mean, for me, really, with this, I could have taken a match that hasn't happened before. You know, Okada versus, I don't know who, Okada Phoenix or something weird. I don't know. Maybe not Phoenix. I mean,
Okada and Scurll hasn't happened either, has it?
Ooh, never. Never know. In a G1 and never. No, oh, has Skrull been in a G1?
Skrull's not in G1s. He's junior.
Mm. It's never happened ever. Okay, if it's a first time matchup, then yes, I'm in. All in on that.
I got to do a Google search now.
I don't know. I just feel like it had to have probably happened sometime, but probably not, right? Because Okada's had the belt for fucking ever. And if it wasn't in G1, then they're probably in tags and shit.
Of
obviously.
Course they face. Yeah, I would imagine. I'm looking here. And when,
if they've never had a one-on-one match, then by all means, this is awesome then, yeah.
When I type in Okada and Skrull in cage match, which is the easiest way to find anything, the one thing it gives me is Gato and Okada against Kenny Omega and Marty Skrull from March of 2017.
All right.
So
I take it back. That's a first-time matchup. Then that's fucking awesome. That's cool.
Not saying it didn't happen like some RPW or fucking Rev Pro, whatever the fuck it's called.
God knows it. Yeah, so that's cool. I don't know. Aldis, Cody Rhodes, I'm not really too into, but, you know, we'll see what happens.
Nothing about the match that really pops out to me, but I'm not going to go into it. I'm going to give him a chance for sure. I'm not going to dismiss it right off the hop.
Yeah, and what Omega Pentagon we talked about. I mean, I think that's going to be crazy, man.
That's interesting. I think so. I think that's going to be a fun match. I don't know. It could be a clash of styles. You don't know what Pentagon has had some stinkers with people that are really good.
And what did you show for this six man? Did you not say a different group than this?
I said Mysterio, Bandito, and Flamita first, but it's Phoenix.
Oh yeah, Phoenix. That is going to be crazy too. Though all those guys are going to do some crazy bullshit.
Bandito,
it's going to be awesome.
I love Bandito.
Yeah,
especially that dance he did at Triplemania. That got Vampiro all hot. I think Vampiro got hot because he got hot in the pants and got really upset about it.
For Bandito's fucking sexy dancing.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it, man. I think it's going to be a great show. On next week's show, we will fucking recap this bitch. Jared will give us a firsthand account. So, should be all good shit.
Might even hear from Burbs. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe we'll hear from Burbs. Good shit. Is there anything else we have this week?
Jesus, I don't think so. Feels like we've been...
We start like when you start at like level 9 out of 10 of bakeness, it feels like I feel like I've been doing this show for days now.
When in actuality, it's been 2 hours.
2 hours. Yeah. Yeah, damn. Day three. Suplexity limits at 177. Holy fuck.
I've contemplated eating Jim's leg, even though he's thousands of kilometers away. I want to eat his leg.
Fucking want to give shout outs to our friends, podcasting friends at Wrestling Soup, Shooting the Shiznit, The Strap, Sat Pod, Inhuman Experience, Get the Corner. I don't know who else. THT Wrestling Podcast. Much love to them. If I'm forgetting you, we still like you.
We love you all.
Yeah, I love you all. We'll do our shout outs, I think, and get the fuck out of here.
Let's list off that egregious list of Twitter.
Yeah, so I could retweet the pinned episode on Twitter. Get yourself a shout out on the show, like Young Gangster, our boy Bobby Anthem. Much love to you, sir. Gaming with the Cock, man. Why don't you give me the give us a Gaming with the Cock pitch here, man?
Gaming with the Cock is we're going through our first trial release. We did a couple games. We tried out some old school NES game show games just to see how frustrating they were. We started with Wheel of Fortune. This week we're on Family Feud, and then we head to the Creme de la Creme Jeopardy, and you get to see just how stupid two guys can actually be.
And, oh god!
And
how picky those motherfuckers are when you type in something, and it's like,
yes,
it won't take it. It's like, oh, it's not that.
Yeah, like what's the first thing you look for on an island? I typed in something like water, and the answer was drink, so it didn't work. And it's like, you sons of fucking bitches.
What are you searching for, man? Fucking Hawaiian punch or some shit?
Purple drank.
Purple drag, depends what kind of cruise ship you're on, I guess.
Was it Gilligan's Island or was it fucking Different Strokes? Who knows, man.
Different Strokes meets Gilligan's Island. Anyway.
That would be a great show, actually.
Yeah, check that shit out, man. That's available on the mofudge.com or what? YouTube.
Game with the Cock.
I like the who did you do the picture?
I did.
Fantastic.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I do like the balls.
You have fantastic art skills, man. We have had it, and like, we can have more shirts on our pro wrestling tees. We just need to come up with designs, man.
Hey, man, you give me the inspiration and I will mold you a masterpiece.
The inspirado.
Yeah,
because I feel like some people,
how about I paint you like my French girls, Jim?
Yeah. We got to do like the fucking, you know, like the Bullet Club do, right? And they keep making new shirts for you to buy. I feel like we got some people who bought all the shirts they're going to buy. We need a new one to fucking spark some more sales.
To get them all to buy these other shirts.
I just don't know what it should be. So people are always like, you know, and I'm open to suggestions. Hit me up on Twitter. But like some people are like, make this shirt. And it's like, no one's going to buy that. Like, come on, though. Like,
give me an example of, oh my God, of the worst shirt. That you were pitched.
I mean, I don't know about the worst, but I think like somebody said like a cuddling with coddle shirt.
Oh my Jesus.
And there was like ones of like off offensive lines, like maybe like, you know, I don't know. Oh, maybe get all the dick in or pussy. I don't know, fucking knows what it is. I don't know. There's been some really wild shit that people pitched. I'm like the diddler. I remember in the early days of the show we did a Teespring for the diddler, a diddler shirt. Should maybe bring that back. Fucking awesome. One person, Casey, on diddler. Casey committed to buy. We had to sell 10 to get it made. And Casey put down for one. I was like, you're a bad motherfucker, sir.
Diddler. Imagine walking around. There could be a shirt with like a giraffe turned around. You can see his ass and he's looking behind you. And he says, suplexity limits. High as... nothing. Giraffe pussy, but it's not there. It's a giraffe.
This is one of those aforementioned bad ideas. You're going to find yourself sitting there like fucking 2 a.m. by desk lamp light, fucking drawing a giraffe's pussy and shit. You have to get reference pictures and everything. You get put on some kind of a fucking list for looking at giraffe pussies on Google. This whole thing.
Oh, fucking hell. Let's hope that Bobby Anthem doesn't pick his quote until he gets to this part of the show.
Jesus Christ. THT Wrestling.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm standing. Yeah, this is where we are, motherfucker. I feel like a lot of people, you know, they're like, oh, they're going to do the shout outs and they tune out. I feel like you're missing a lot if you do that.
You do. So,
but I can't tell them because they're already gone. I should have told them beforehand. Like, hey,
that's true. And like what you guys don't know, man, I've been farting up a storm for the last 10 minutes. Just so you know, I had KFC.
Have fun. The Twitter shout outs will just be our little secret. We won't tell anybody.
Secret safe with me.
Just for us.
And you're my grandpa.
It's just for us and you, this special secret. Mr. Klondike Bill, Caleb Morganfield, Smack It Down podcast, and its host, a boy, Viva JD, all the way from Australia. The Strap, So Divine Lance Levine, also at All In this weekend. Bobby fucking Blades from Inhuman Experience, Beachwing 22, Dom Homie, Abe Q, who is a cool dude, been hitting us up on Twitter. Like, I see some of these people, I'm like, I fucking like that person because they interact on Twitter. If you don't even have a Twitter, sign up to Twitter and follow us and let's fucking bullshit about things. I enjoy it, man.
Yeah, just don't be the goose egg. Don't be that guy.
I post absurd bullshit all fucking week long.
Oh, you're fucking right. He does.
If it's maybe Tuesday and you're like, man, I could use a little Jim Vicious in my life, you should be following the Twitter, man, because I'm doing all kinds of dumb shit. I'm getting in arguments with Francine and stuff. It's fun. So I think about that too, right? If someone would have said, like, when we were watching Francine in like 1997 in ECW, like, oh yeah, someday you'll be older and you'll be doing a fucking show about wrestling and you'll be able to get like people like this attention enough for them to get argue them with
riled
you.
Riled up.
Yeah, what? Fucking great. Leo, Jared, Jeremy Foltz, that jumping motherfucker, you. Johnny Utah.
I almost caught him the other day and he jumped right out of my grasp.
Straight out, you got clothes in your hands. Just yep. Whoop,
man, right, it's up. Just like all those fucking nippers, man.
The infamous Chris Savage.
Oh, I got to correct myself. I didn't mean Chinese people. I meant mosquitoes.
Easily confused. Mike Tomasi. Baby, I don't know. I'm just trying to cover for you, babe.
Thanks, bro.
A month of Mondays.
Month of Mondays. Tell me what that is. Yep. What's a month of Mondays?
A month of Mondays is a monthly wrestling podcast.
Oh, we're gonna talk about Raw, I'm assuming. Hey, month of Mondays?
I guess.
I'm assuming. I don't know. So.
I have no idea. It doesn't really explain.
I feel bad for you guys if you guys are just talking about Raw. That just sounds like an abysmal time. I'm sorry.
No shit, right? I don't know. I have no idea.
You guys could be entertaining as fuck. I haven't heard you, but your life sounds like it might suck.
Fucking miserable. Lime Link, Lee Unwin, JC Sterling, Eric Turner, a boy. Babs. I hope he's back next week. Fucking love that kind of shit.
That Welsh motherfucker.
Yeah. Someone called him Scottish on Twitter.
He did. Yeah. Who was that?
I was like, who's that? I don't know. I was like, who's that super? Oh, was it Boris? I think it was fucking
Big Bad Boris from Satpod.
Yeah.
PWA fame.
No, we're talking about him. He probably doesn't listen to our show.
Yeah,
fuck you, Boris.
For the most, I don't know what to think of him. For the most part, anyways, I really don't. He's on Team Colton Kelly. I'm not friends with Colton Kelly.
Oh, it's like a whole thing. That's right.
Oh yeah, yeah. Scotty from Satbot is just barely making the line. Love you, Scotty.
Scotty doesn't know. Tyler. That's nice.
Tyler.
Well, it's LAR, but it's probably Tyler.
That's how my grandmother spells my name on checks, so I can't fucking cash them.
She does.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, I wrote you a check for your birthday. And, you know, it's like, you fucking bitch.
Yeah, I'll bring it to the bank and I'll go to fucking put it in. And it's like, this doesn't match your ID. It's like, fuck.
That's amazing, dude, because like none of your grandkids are going to come back and say anything about right?
Especially like, one that lives fucking 3,000 kilometers across the country.
How much are these checks, like $15 or something?
$40.
Oh, that's pretty good, man.
Christmas, I'll get 100. That's pretty hard. I get determined to cash that one, though.
Yeah, well, fuck yeah. I'll do it with a 40. I'll be going to like those fucking shitty bodegas trying to cash that motherfucker.
Cash Mart or something. Money Mart.
Yeah, right. Oh, God. Heath Peters. Well kept and unclean. This is a lot easier for me to read these when we have fun like this. This is it good. Is. Gabriel Ruiz. Ruiz.
Rude ass.
That's a weird word, Ruiz. He's good shit on Twitter as well. EMZT Podcasts and Productions. Dave Sincere, Sensible Sam, a boy AC Patty, the Futteration.
Who are those fucking guys?
And the Balls Deep Network. Five-star podcast. Much love to all of you.
Yeah, you are all loved in my books. And, you know, when I hear your guys' names,
I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
I love you guys.
And well, there it is.
I'm going to come on you like nobody's ever come on you before.
Those two go together right nice.
Oh, the fucker doesn't play any soundboard shit the whole show. And at the end, he's like, I'm going to do a bunch of them.
What?
What else you got?
What else do I have? Let's see.
Yeah, just hit me with a bunch of them, huh? You get paid to do a certain amount, so I mean, shit. Yeah,
I got a quota. I've got to hit every time.
Hell yeah.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
You know what I want? I want to talk to Samson.
That's the end.
Okay, now I'm asking you, dear listener, now imagine how funny all of those would have been during the show.
Like when we talked about Samoa Joe.
He's sick!
Yeah. I love it. It's like, just get baked and forget about it. That's, I would too.
That's my MO, man. That's my MO.
Put that on your fucking headstone. You got baked and forgot about it.
You put this on my headstone. Tyler Fudge got baked, forgot about it, fucked geography up the ass. And just all around good guy that Colton Kelly doesn't like.
I'm trying to convince the loved ones in my life that I seriously want Bite at You Scum on mine. And
Bite at You Scum.
Yeah. It's up to everybody to make sure that that fucking happens. And well, I die. Well, Jim, I don't feel like I can entrust it.
Well, Jim, you know, if I am still alive when you die, I will, I will make it my godforsaken goal to see your tombstone say Bite it you scum. Tyler Fudge is the best.
I'm a fat fuck. I mean, it's probably not all that far off anymore. It was pretty fun, but
if we got about 15 more episodes of Suplex City Limits left, don't worry about it.
It was a good episode, but at the end it got dark and weird.
Jim started going all Jason Sensation.
Yeah, right. On episode 200, man.
No. Episode 200, Jim's going to off himself.
That goes all the way back to Bite at You Scum and G.G. Allen, man. Remember back in the day, he's like, on fucking Halloween, I'm going to kill myself stage. And then he just fucking ODs on heroin like a piece of shit before Halloween.
He gets buried in his own shit.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man, that's a guy only a mother can love. Really,
but Bite It You Scum is like my fucking anthem, dude. Like, oh, I fucking like, I want to carve it in my fucking chest. That's Jesus how much I fuck. Christ,
you want to dance around naked with your tiny dick on stage? That's why G.G. Allen was so fucking mad though, because he had that tiny ass dick. That's why.
He did have like the smallest dick ever, dude. Didn't he?
Yeah, the biggest bush made that dick look even extra tiny.
Yeah. Well, you hit me and I hit you. What you gonna do? I love G.G. Allen and the Murder Junkies. I actually got to see him, the Murder Junkies, like fucking allegedly farewell tour. It was like the 30th anniversary or whatever, like last year or something. They played my basement of my apartment building to like fucking 40 people, and I got to meet Merle Allen and shit. It was badass.
Oh, nice. Nice. Yeah. In front of 40 people.
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, man. G.G. Allen, pretty proud.
Pretty fucking weird, man. People are like, why is this your last tour? I'm like, dude, you're seeing these guys in a fucking, basically a glorified garage. Yeah. Like 40 fucking people. 40 is probably being fucking friendly about it.
Man.
So yeah.
Probably had to jump a guy to get their money for the next town.
I have no idea. I just went back upstairs afterward.
Well, I'm going to bed. I'm pooped.
Yeah, that's all. That was the best thing about that place. And there'd be shows, just like walk down the stairs, like, cool, I'm going upstairs. Done. Well, I think that's it, man.
I think so. We've turned this hour and a half episode to 2 hours. So we did what we came to do.
A fucking fun time.
It was. I am dog shit tired. And Jim, I still got to pack, do some laundry.
Yeah.
And somehow sleep.
What about this show?
I've also got to edit this show.
Holy fuck. Good God.
So, well,
we better finish this then.
Let's do that.
That's going to do it for this week. As always, we thank you very much for listening. We'll be back next week talking all kinds of shit. As I said, all in. Jared will be here giving some first-hand account. So, yeah. Is that it then?
Yeah, I think that is.
That's it. Until next time, may you get all the dick and or pussy you desire. Remember, a winner is you, and be excellent to each other. Except Francine, the fucking cunt.
Your crap!